From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by a few hundred meters from military headquarters. A local official says the blast appeared to have been caused by a car bomb. No one has claimed responsibility. Turkish officials want coalition backing to secure a strip of territory 10 kilometers deep on the Syrian side of their common border around the town of Azaz. The strip of land would be used to house tens of thousands of displaced civilians and avoid having to admit them into Turkey. Officials say they are getting little support for the idea from coalition partners. Turkey is coming under increasing pressure from Western governments and aid agencies to open the border and admit civilians who have fled heavy fighting in Syria. A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first of a major UN-backed effort to bring aid to tens of thousands of Syrian people trapped by the civil war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea, following news that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls. Kerry noted that Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed not to militarize the sea when he visited Washington last year. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruha Kanyarugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. He urged all registered Ugandans to turn out for the vote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is appealing for $56 million to fund a global action plan to combat the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization's strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating the abilities and expertise of the agency's many partners to help countries tackle the Zika virus. This includes increasing surveillance of the Zika virus and the disorders that could be linked to it, controlling the spread of the mosquito that carries the virus, and providing information to communities so they can take measures to protect themselves. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A major political party has withdrawn from Ukraine's governing coalition. Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko announced her Fatherland Party was leaving the coalition, which she criticized as an obstacle to reform. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament Tuesday, retains a parliamentary majority despite the exit of Tymoshenko's party. Also Wednesday, Russia filed a lawsuit against Ukraine in London's High Court over a $3 billion Eurobond debt that Russia says Ukraine has refused to repay. Germany's chancellor says it is in her country's national interest for Britain to remain in the European Union. Angela Merkel told German lawmakers Wednesday that many of British Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms are justified and necessary. An EU summit Thursday and Friday in Brussels will discuss British proposals and the bloc's counterproposals in order to reach an agreement to keep Britain in the 28-nation union. Iran rejected appeals Wednesday from other oil-producing states to curb its oil exports to try to end the plunge in world crude oil prices. Iran declared it intends to actually increase production. Iran's envoy to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries says his government intends to step up exports until they reach the level it had before international economic sanctions were imposed. Businessman Donald Trump is expanding his lead in public opinion polls nationally over his challengers for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination. A survey released Wednesday indicates Trump is also maintaining his sizable lead in the state of South Carolina, which holds a primary election Saturday. In the Democratic race, a CNN poll shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders locked in a tight race ahead of Saturday's party caucuses in the western state of Nevada. The survey showed Clinton edging Sanders 48-47%. Quinnipiac says Clinton is also narrowly ahead nationally. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.